Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast says mainly sunny today. We'll have a high again near 80. Harley-Davidson announcing the recall of more than 185,000 motorcycles in this country due to the saddlebags possibly coming loose and falling off, thus increasing the risk of a crash. The recall covering certain 2014 and 15 model bikes, Harley says it found the problem through warranty claims, traced it to issues with the mounting hardware. Dealers are going to replace that hardware free of charge beginning July 27th. Company reporting no crashes or injuries as of June. The Wisconsin Medical Society calling on state lawmakers to pass a bill that would ban people from opting out of vaccinating their children unless it's for a medical reason. Dr. Don Dexter, the group's chief medical officer, says it's a decision that can put others at risk by weakening what he termed herd immunity.
If a rare person doesn't get vaccines, either because of immunodeficiency or for another reasonable reason, they have protection from herd immunity. But once that number drops, the disease is much more likely to spike, and then that vulnerable population is at risk again.
California adopted a law similar earlier this year following a measles outbreak, which had spread across the country. A woman in Racine facing child abuse charges. She allegedly bit her foster child, along with inflicting some other injuries, because, well, she couldn't handle the youngster. 45-year-old Kathleen Lyman in court to face three counts of child abuse by a care provider. Court documents had investigators claiming that she admitted to causing the injuries to the child and biting the toddler in frustration over potty training. Youngster also suffered bruising to the ear and face. Lyman's in jail. She'll be back in court August the 5th. Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine closed between 12th and 13th Streets last evening by a smoky fire that broke out in the roof area above the mechanical room for Imperial Laundry. That's at 1236 13th, caused an estimated $25,000 worth of damage. Fire reported just after 6 p.m. by the maintenance crew. They called for the building to be evacuated. Additional fire crews and equipment brought into that scene. Fire was declared out just after 7:30 p.m. with nobody hurt. How it began, still under investigation. Kenosha Police Officer Peter Besiglia will be doing a 60-day suspension, 2 days a week over a 10-month period, for what's been called a violation of department policy in reference to his hands-on approach to a convenience store situation. Kenosha News says Besiglia pushed not only the suspect in a reported shoplifting, but also somebody not involved in the original dispute between the suspect and the store's owner. 60-day suspension, the second greatest penalty in the history of the Kenosha Police Department, to the 72 days issued 3 years ago to Officer Casey Apker. He was fired 2 years later. And final figures in on property taxes paid by state homeowners over the past year. Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance President Todd Berry says those taxes were down.
What they did show was that the net levy dropped about 2.3%. which would be the first drop since the big school tax buy-down in the late 90s.
And he says it's mainly due to the state kicking in more money to reduce tech college taxes. AccuWeather forecast, mainly sunny, high today near 80. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.